previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Jesse Tegnam-Saki, brand new album out coming in January of next year. Already dropping their second single from the album called Wayside Lover, which I'll play for you in a couple of moments' time. But they're also doing a big show, a concert at a stunning venue. I played there recently. It's called the Walter Sisulu Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, gorge.
Westside.
Yes, hello.
It's like a Joburg Kirstenbosch. It's really nice.
I was just about to ask you, doesn't it give you a similar feel, right?
Yeah.
And Kirstenbosch Gardens now, as I understand it, probably it's got a cult following now.
Yeah.
Because people realized how lacquer it is to go and watch a show there.
Mm.
And I'm hoping the same for Walter Sisulu.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it definitely deserves it. And Joburg, we need a venue like that. We've got so 100%. Many beautiful spaces. Like, it's not being used. So I'm very happy that we're there.
It's good for family. It's like a good family-friendly space as well.
Yeah, and when you sit in that beautiful spot, it just feels like you're nowhere near a city.
Yeah, it's got that amphitheater vibe as well. So the sound is incredible. You can really relax. Bring a picnic blanket. It's just, it's clean. It's gorgeous. Waterfall. And it's so convenient.
Yeah, that waterfall is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I literally go there with my baby very often.
Yeah.
We just go and have a picnic. So
it's nice
to be playing a concert in such a
beautiful And you hear the eagles.
I hear the eagles. I also hear my baby crying, shouting at me.
There's a waterfall?
Yeah.
There's a waterfall right behind
the... It's a good place for first dates. Don't say we never did anything for you single people up there. Just saying.
The and waterfall or the gardens?
Just everything.
And especially now with the rains, that waterfall comes rushing down. It is absolutely incredible.
It's really awesome.
Next time I look out for it.
There's also tortoises.
How did you miss it, bro? It's a giant waterfall.
There's also... You've actually never been there.
it's the one if you go there towards Randburg, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, Musaki and Jesse Clegg, and there's so much talk about international concerts and it's great, you know, when these massive American or world artists come to South Africa, we fill up a stadium, and then there's a lot of talk about, you know, supporting our local, and they are, and I'm not just saying because you're sitting, you're world class, both of you are world class artists.
Thank you, man.
Knowing the two of you, I've known Jesse for longer. He's so particular about sound, about musicians on stage with him. It's going to be an international concert in your back garden at the Walter Sisulu Gardens this coming Sunday. If I were you,
tell all
your friends.
And we've got a very cool band. We've got a band of musicians from my band and from Msaki's band. And we're playing each other's songs. Like, people are going to hear the songs that they know and love, but also some very cool new song. So
nice.
We're putting together this very special presentation.
Now the question is, how well do you know each other?
Let's find out.
You can't do an album. Before people can put an album out together, collab album, they've got to pass our test.
I feel like I just know the dramatic stuff.
Well,
all of the dramatic stuff.
The drama.
On each side of the spectrum. Super good and...
We'll see.
And challenging.
I'm gonna start it off easy. It's a question for Jesse about Msaki.
Mm.
Where was she born?
She was born in Eastern Cape, but the village, what is the name of that town? This is a hard one.
So Eastern Cape somewhere, that's half a point.
Yes.
It's right next to East London. It's very close to East London.
Good. That is very good.
It's close.
Yeah.
The name of the specific place is very hard.
Let's just say that village has no hospital, so you're quite close. You're closer than you think.
Okay, so was it East London?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Yes. Stumbled into it.
It was not a home birth. So the hospital was used.
I swear I'd have taken East London. I remember giving it.
Should have just said East London.
Okay, so it's a question for both of you. What is your comfort food after either a show or a studio session?
Are we answering that for each other?
Answering for each other.
So firstly, Jesse about Msaki.
What is her comfort food? I mean, usually when we're getting drunk, we end up eating a pizza at Andicho's. That's happened like 3 times in the last 6 weeks, so I'm just going to go with pizza.
No ways! What's my favorite food?
Oh, this is how the
comfort
fight starts.
Food, though.
Okay, I don't know. I don't have comfort food. I've just got one food.
Is it not pizza?
But pizza's the after show, after drink.
Pizza. Yeah, that's
I know you don't, but we're talking about the after show vibe.
Okay, Msaki, what is the right answer?
I don't know. what my comfort... I'm always eat Japanese food. You know I'm always eating dumplings.
I know,
dumplings,
but that's not when we... That's okay, not after
okay
a show.
Jesse, Japanese and pizza are not the same thing. Okay, sorry. So, hey, what is his comfort food?
Damn.
Pizza.
It's 3 o'clock.
This man likes his pizza. He really likes his pizza. But what do you like to eat? Yeah, pizza.
Yeah. I mean, comfort food, pizza. It's always pizza. I feel like everyone will have the same answer.
It's not the same answer.
Okay, Msaki on Jesse.
Okay, well, let's take it back, way back.
Oh, gosh.
How many distinctions
no
did Jesse achieve in the trick?
He probably got like 6 or 7.
Sure, that's actually not too bad. Jess?
Yeah, he probably got mostly distinctions. Yeah.
I don't know why this comes up whenever I come to Jacaranda. I got
online.
Six, but
six distinctions.
So you nailed it.
Wow.
Yeah, nailed it.
That's insane.
Wow,
that's insane.
Yeah,
this is proper trivia, man.
Yeah. Okay, Jesse. let's keep it at school. What did Zaki study at varsity?
Oh,
though she didn't. I know she didn't finish.
Well, she did two. Didn't you have two? You initially did like a... I know you did an art degree,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Didn't you initially want to do law, though?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so she did law initially, and then she went into art.
I didn't want to do law, but I did it. And left promptly.
We both did law.
I know, because you study law.
Sure. Okay, last one. What is Jesse's favorite local artist?
It's Java.
That's probably true.
If it's not Strava, it's someone from the Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants. So like Arno Cost. No, I'm joking.
It's Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants.
Wait.
The Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants.
The Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants.
Mzaki always laughs at us rock artists because we all wear tight skinny pants, and Martin knows exactly what we're talking about.
The same black pair of skinny pants. So I'm like, what do you guys do? Do you
Martin
discuss
knows
it
exactly.
And say, you get the pants this weekend?
Yeah,
what happens if just Ginger and Jesse has...
And Martin
have the cake at the same time?
Yeah.
You guys never see them on stage at the same time together.
Yeah, you never see them.
You
never
see them.
Guys, they will be...
It's the same pair of pants.
Yeah, they will. The traveling pants.
It's the same pair of pants, Martin.
It's the same pair of pants.
And it just gets skinnier and skinnier. But we get fatter and fatter. That's the weird irony.
Yeah. The bottom stays the same. Who's Msaki's favorite local artist?
Local artist,
ooh,
man.
Good luck to you.
Jeez,
I don't
she's got
even
very.
Know that.
Yeah.
I don't even
been
know
doing
that
so well.
I'm just going to say, just because he is such a dear friend of hers and mine, and she's made so many beautiful songs with him, I'm just going to say Sanel. Because
that's a really good guess.
I wonder
what you guys have down there. Because it's probably someone senior, I suspect.
No, I would have gone with that.
Yeah. Oh, Monet. That's a really good guess.
Monet, maybe. I know you love Monet.
Okay, who is it? You're still deciding, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm said to that I love Miriam Makeba because she really inspires me.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant current.
But I don't know what you guys have there. I don't know where you're getting information from.
Why are you looking directly at me?
No, these are questions
for you. You're the one that's typing at the computer looking very knowledgeable.
You know what? They pass.
Yes.
They pass. They pass.
Yes.
They pass.
Well done.
Flying colors. They're going to perform together.
We each get a pair of skinny pants.
Yes. Black
ones. I don't do those things.
Martin's very own skinny pants.
Yeah. If you're a size 34, then you're in luck.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.